Good morning. Clear skies and light winds last evening allowed temperatures to drop quickly, and they've made it all the way down into the teens and 20s this morning. Clouds are starting to stream in, and they will increase and thicken through the morning hours, although it will stay mainly dry through the region as temperatures begin to climb back up through the 20s. A storm system approaching from the Ohio Valley will arrive later on today. Spotty light rain showers will break out in advance of this system, especially in the Catskills and Mohawk Valley, by mid to late afternoon. The steadiest precipitation, however, will wait to mid to late afternoon and continue into the evening. Temperature profiles will be critical later on today as warmer air aloft will allow precipitation to fall mainly as rain. However, with temperatures close to freezing at ground level, some spots could see some freezing rain and slippery travel, especially during the evening hours. The areas where this is most likely to occur will be the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and also parts of the Berkshires and Litchfield Hills, and perhaps a few mountain valleys in the Catskills. Temperatures today, again, will be in the 30s and only drop back into the lower to mid-30s tonight. Precipitation will wind down with just cloudy skies overnight, and this will set us up for a cloudy day tomorrow. However, temperatures will continue to warm, and readings will top out in the middle to upper 40s with some late-day sunshine as high pressure temporarily builds in. A cool front will slide our way during the day on Sunday. Out ahead of that front, temperatures will surge again into the upper 40s to near 50 by Sunday afternoon. Again, though, along with the front, we'll have cloudy skies and the chance for scattered rain showers. Rain showers will be possible again on Sunday night and into the day on Monday as that front slowly eases through. Highs on Monday will be in the lower 40s. Then, on the backside of the front on Tuesday, we'll see temperatures back into the 30s for highs with a mix of sun and clouds. Even colder air will push in behind that front on Wednesday, with partly sunny skies will be left in the lower 30s, and a surge of Arctic air may arrive as early as next Thursday with a stiff northwest wind leaving us with highs in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for most of the Wasatch Mountains of Utah, northward into the Rockies and the Northern Plains, as a storm system heads out of the central Rockies and into the nation's heartland. Blizzard warnings have been issued in association with the same storm for northeastern North Dakota. Moderate to heavy snow will develop late this afternoon and continue into Saturday morning. Snow accumulations from 6 to 9 inches are expected, along with winds from 30 to 35 miles per hour and gusts up to 45 miles per hour. This will create blizzard conditions with the visibility reduced to 1/4 mile or less in blowing and drifting snow, and wind chill values from 15 to 30 below zero. And a high wind warning is out for the southern plains out ahead of this system. Southwest winds will increase at times and gusts to 60 miles per hour, with isolated gusts up to 75 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Miami, Florida, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time last Friday. The last report of hail was at Amman, Jordan, at 2 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies and 30 degrees with a west wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 21, 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the falling barometer at 30.46 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 21 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain developing in the mid-40s, Boston increasing clouds near 40, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 34, that's 12 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, still just 0.3 inches for the month and 13.7 inches for the season. There were 31 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month 407, and for the season 2,669. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14, the record high, 57, set in 1975, and the record low, 25 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:42 p.m., 9 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont.